Good evening.
It's good to be with you tonight.
If you'd like to open your Bibles to Matthew 14, we'll start there, and we're going to be moving around a little bit, but we're going to start in Matthew 14. So, next week is Thanksgiving, as many of us know. So, coming with that, there's lots of family coming in town, or maybe you're going to go see family, and you're going to sit down at a table with everybody. Maybe there might be a kid's table and an adult's table, but everybody's going to be there together. And before the meal is begun, before you start the meal, you're all going to say grace or say a prayer. So why do we do that? I mean, most of us just say, oh, it's tradition. Everybody does that. So we should do it too. Well, if you keep up with your Bible, Jesus does that a lot, especially in the New Testament. So in Matthew 14 is the feeding of the 5,000, which is a story many of us are familiar with. And he has the five loaves and the two fish in verse 19 that are brought to him. And he blesses them, he breaks it, and he gives it to the disciples. So blessing food is a concept that happened in the New Testament. It also happened in Matthew chapter 15. Next chapter, with the feeding of the 4,000, where he had the seven loaves and the fish, and he gave thanks, broke them, and gave them to the disciples to give to the multitude. So we give grace, and Jesus did this through the 5,000 and the 4,000. But it also was constituted in the Old Testament in 1 Samuel chapter 9. Verse 13 says, as soon as you come into the city, you will surely find him. Talking about a prophet. Saul was looking for a prophet. He was in verse 9 and 10. It says that Saul was with his servant, and they were going to look for a prophet and to meet with him to convey and find out what God wanted them to do. So in verse 13 it says, as soon as you come into the city, you will surely find him before he goes up to the high place to eat. For the people will not eat until he comes, because he must bless the sacrifice. Afterward, those who are invited will eat. Now therefore, go up, for about this time you will find him. So even in the Old Testament, God had the prophets go and bless the sacrifice and bless the food for the people before they ate it. Most famously, Jesus does this during the Lord's Supper. In Luke 22, Mark 14, and Matthew 26, where he blesses the cup before they drink, and he blesses the bread before they break and eat. So, and it was important enough that Paul mentioned the breaking of the bread and the blessing in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, where he's retelling of how to do the Lord's Supper, to bless it before you partake. Paul also does this at the end of Acts, as he's nearing the end of his ministry, in Acts 27, as they're on the sea on his way to Rome, where he's going to go to trial. And the storm comes up, and everybody's running around going all over the place when Paul says, hey, we still need to eat. It's still dinner time. So in verse 35, and when he had said these things, he took bread and gave thanks to God in the presence of them all. And when he had broken it, he began to eat. So even in the midst of everything, Paul said, hey, we still need to eat, and we still need to give thanks to God and bless this food. And as we know, they then were shipwrecked, but Paul was saved along with others. Maybe it's because he took time and gave thanks to God. In John 11, 41 and 42, after Lazarus is raised, Jesus is talking to God, and he says, and let's just pick up John 11, verse 40. Jesus said to her, talking to Martha, the sister of Lazarus, did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me, and I know that you always hear me, but because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me. So Jesus didn't have to give thanks for the food because he knew that God already knew that he was thankful for the food. And he knows that we're thankful for everything that we have, but we still need to do it so that others around us will know that we care about this enough that we need to give thanks to God. So, to kind of wrap up, the dictionary lists bless as the verb form as to ask God to look favorably on. Most of the time, since we're in the South, you'll hear the common phrase, bless your heart. That's asking God, okay, God, you need to help them in this situation. So, as you're going throughout this holiday season, you're meeting up with your family, we need to remember that we need to take time to thank God for all that he's given us and to bless the food that we're going to take. We're going to have an invitation song, number 767. That's right. All right. So if you feel the need to come forward, we'd be more than happy to assist you in any way as we stand and sing.
Let the Lord reign.